Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus Agriculture Economics and Academic Hall of Famer from Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia, and welcome to another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture. Today, we're going to take a deep dive on working capital. Whether it is a nation, individual business, or personal household budget, financial liquidity can be the bridge in financial management. For example, Russia recently had difficulty meeting bond interest payments when economic sanctions by the Western nations were placed, resulting in financial liquidity issues. I often emphasize financial liquidity in many of my educational programs for farmers and ranchers, and personal finance experts such as Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, provide benchmarks concerning personal household liquidity. Now let's take a deep dive. The top half of the balance sheet will become very important in the next few years as a result of increased economic volatility and a possible recession. The current section of the balance sheet is the financial bridge to block adversity and position for opportunity. The current ratio, calculated by dividing current assets by current liabilities and working capital divided by revenue or expenses, are common metrics to assess your business liquidity status. Along with calculating these ratios, one needs to take a deep dive to ascertain the quality and the timing of assets and the effect current liabilities will have when testing for financial stress. For example, if your business has accounts receivable, what is the amount and the quality? Will your customers pay? And at what date? Which is why an aging of accounts receivable is critical in liquidity analysis. Whether it is crops, livestock, or both, many farms have inventory on the balance sheet. What is the quality of inventory, and is there a market and risk management program or a marketing contract? If so, what are the terms and timing, and will the inventory be used to meet financial commitments? Close observation of working capital lines of credit is imperative. Due to inflated costs, larger amounts of working capital are required, which has led to many lines of credit being maxed out. Can the lines of credit be paid down by the sale of inventory, collection of accounts receivable, and crop and livestock that are in production process? The status of prepaid expenses, accrued expenses, and accounts payable need constant vigilance. Over the next 1 to 3 years, converted current assets to cash without disrupting normal operation will be in the top 5 priorities in an inflationary and increased interest rate environment. Operating a business in this decade will highlight the value of having an advisory team and working closely with your agricultural lender. These relationships can be invaluable for your liquidity assessment when making both short and long-term decisions. The key is never burn your bridges because you may have to travel over it again. Well, we'll see you the next time for another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture.